K8LBF, K8B8RVP. KB8RVP from K8LBF. Good morning, Chris. KB8RVP.
Good morning, Mike. I'm just waiting to for the doors to open up so I can get my blood drawn.
Well, that sounds like fun. Hopefully you had lots of water this morning. I know they say that helps for them to find the vein. Lots of fluids in the morning.
Having sips here and there throughout the morning. And right now. Yeah, they're doing a whole panel on me, so new position. And starting from scratch.
Well, that's good. Hopefully you'll like them, him or her. I've definitely had my share of physicians this year with the kidney stone that I had. I've had x-rays, I've had ultrasound, been to my doctor, been to the urologist, been in the hospital. And then when I was in the hospital, some of these doctors, I think, just come by to visit so they can charge you. There was one doctor called a hospitalist. He's like the doctor over the hospital. And then my doctor sent one of his co-workers in, another doctor, to come in representing my doctor. He came in every day, listened to my lungs the very first day. The rest of the time just came in to say hi, see how I was doing, see if I needed anything. I didn't know it until I got the bill. Every time he stopped by, it was like $250 on the bill.
Tell you thank you for coming in. Yeah. How nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's why I looked into a different position. Especially with the bridges in Bay City. They're awful. So I'm trying to relocate everything in Midland. So if I gotta leave work early, then you know what? Chattanooga. I'm leaving work early to, you know, to take care of number one. After having Bell's palsy and looked like I had a stroke, that was enough right there.
Yeah, that's definitely a weird one, isn't it? It just pops up out of nowhere. Like I was mentioned when we were texting, people don't realize viruses hide in your spinal system and your nervous system. Like you get chicken pox when you're 10 years old. That virus stays in your nervous system just waiting to come out again as an adult. And it could happen when you're 40, 50, 60, 70, and just never know. It's just sitting there, waiting for you to get run down, have a stressful event, or get sick, or whatever, and all of a sudden you got shingles. You're like, where the heck did this come from? But it's been in your nervous system since you were 10. That Bell's palsy, same kind of thing. It can just come out of nowhere. The craziest thing. But it's probably a virus that's just been laying dormant, and all of a sudden it decided to pop out. That guy I watch on Gold Rush, he got it. He comes on the show and his one side of his face is drooping down and he's talking funny, and he explained on the show why he looked like that. He said he woke up, thought he had a stroke, and went in and they said, nope, it's just Bell's palsy. I don't know, there was like 3 weeks, three episodes where he had it, and then the fourth week, the fourth episode, he didn't have it anymore. K KB8RBP.
That's insane, isn't it? I think your battery's going out because you just kept popping in and out. I got split in. Looks like about ready. Yeah, I've got an appointment for 7:15. The other three. Yeah, it's insane. I never thought that would happen. Told him I wanted to get the shot for the shingles, so the dual shot, if you got them aware of that. So everything, that, another colonoscopy, I haven't had that in probably about 7 years. And a tetanus shot, every 10 years, shot. So, yeah, time to restart all over again, you know. KB8LBM Friday.
Yeah, I had the colonoscopy in 2015, and then I had it again in 2024. Real nice doctor. Did a follow-up with me and said everything was good. They found a polyp in 2015, but none in 2024, so that was good. Went 9 years. Pretty easy procedure, and it's just good to know. It's one of those things you can't tell if you don't get it checked. What time? They must open at 7 o'clock. Are they getting close to the door opening?
7 o'clock. I see a lady opening up the, turning on the electric doors for them to slide open. There they go. Yep, so, yeah, I had a colonoscopy before, too. It was a pretty easy procedure, but the prepping for it is absolutely horrifying. Had this stuff that tastes like Tang orange drink, but it was more on the worst side of it. So that's what it kind of reminded me of. The pharmacist told me, you want to make sure you shake this really good before you drink it each time. So, yeah, pretty much just stayed in the bathroom, you know. Yeah, it was a busy place. All right, man. We'll catch you later. And, oh, by the way, I'm on my HT. How's the audio on this thing sound? KB8RVP, this is K88LBF. We'll be clearing your final.
Well, I'm on my HT. I could tell the audio was a little bit lighter. You're holding the repeater fine, but it's just the audio was a little bit lighter. Didn't have quite as much punch to it. But it sounds fine. Yeah, they've come a long way. When I did it last year, the prep was a lot better. They just had me, I can send you the email, see if I still got it on what they told me to do. It was a lot easier. The one in 2015, I couldn't even finish it. I was gagging, choking. It was terrible. But the last one was a piece of cake. Have a good day, 73-8RVP.
73, Mike. Hope you have a good day. Don't look like it's going to be too bad of a day. Just looking around over here. All right. We'll catch you later, man. KB8RVP, this is K88LBM. We'll be off the cliff. 73. KB8RVP. Good morning, KG8WF. You still there, Mike?
KB8RVP.
KRVP. Mike, good morning. KGAWF. I think I know you. Did you used to live in Fenton?
I still live in Fenton. Yep. Been in this house since 2006. So we've got 19 years. I think it is. It'll be 20 years next year. Can you believe it? I had just turned the handheld off and turned my scanner back on and heard you calling me. Yeah, recognize the voice. You used to live off of Denton Hill, south of White Lake, right?
Oh, man, isn't the world just not that big? I can't believe it, Mike. I'm up here in Mills Creek, just south of Mackinac City. I'm camping up here, and I was looking for a repeater to get back to my boys in Traverse City. But I need a fusion. I need a fusion repeater, and there is none up here. So I'm scanning the band, trying to find out what's going on up here. And, man, I'm like, KB8RVP, I know this guy, man. Can you believe it? How are you, Mike? It's been a long time. It's been over 20 years, man.
At the Vince, right?
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. It is. That's right. Yep, you got it. I should have told you up front.
Sorry about that. My computer's restarting. I work 7 to 4. I get to work from home now. And I work for Optum Healthcare. I do their IT support. Got about 4,000 call center agents that my team takes care of. Yeah, they just put a repeater up, I think, by the Mackinac Bridge. Might be the one you're going through. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's one thing that really changed, and it kind of, the bands weren't quite as busy on certain, like, 2 meters, because they came out with DMR.
How am I to talk to you, because I'm up here.
So you got analog,
and,
you got digital, you got D-Star,
back in our city,
and there's all these different
in
modes.
Fenton.
So
are these repeaters connected, or what's the deal?
In the band, you never know who you're going to hear. I thought, I talked to you, you were visiting in the Fenton area one time, and I talked to you one day. That was the last time I talked to you. Like, it could have been 20 years ago. I don't remember. Yep, back in the day when you were on and Homer was on and Ted was on, all the gang.
Yeah, Mike, it's a little iffy on this end here. I was talking, then I left. How am I?
You've been making the repeater fine. Now, there was a delay for a second. My computer wanted me to restart. I work from home these days. I still have an office in Flint I can go into if I want to, but I don't support that location, so I can work from home. So I hit the restart and came back to the radio, and we might have keyed up at the same time.
Listening.
Yeah, good morning. Go ahead. You got Mike here and Vince. Just catching up. We haven't talked in like 20 years, and he happened to hear me coming through the repeater. Breaking station, go ahead. This is Mike, KB8RBP.
Well, good morning, fellas. This is KB8HIK. I'm in Midland. I got you full scale here. I'm really not knowing how these computers are hooked up, or repeaters, rather. I've just been listening here this morning. I've heard you in there. I thought maybe I'd try you and see if I could talk to you. KBHIK.
Vince, you still in there with us? Still copy, okay?
Yeah, good morning. Good morning to the other fellow there from Vince. I'm up here in Mills Creek, just south of Mackinac City. I'm up here camping. Mike, I'll pass it over to you and you can answer him. Good morning.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, there's several repeaters linked together. I think the Bay City's linked in here, Saginaw, Lapeer. Got one up there by the bridge. One over in Lansing. I'm here in Fenton. So there's quite a few linked together. There's a website you can go to and look them all up, the Central Michigan Emergency Network, Beeman. Or you can look up W8FSM and get to it from that way. You'll see the link to the page. You can see all the repeaters and the cones and what's linked together. 2 meters, 440, DMR, all different modes, and there's different tabs for the different repeater systems. There's one for VHF, and you can look them all up. Yeah, nice to hear you out there. Back to you. Go ahead.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, the panel here is burning. Been out of state for about 30 years. I just come back recently. I've been here probably almost a year. Not quite. And I'm in Midland, like I said. Got a J-pole or two hanging out this balcony of where I'm living, and seem to be doing a pretty good job. Nice talking to you fellas today. KBHIK.
Yeah, let's see if I got it there. Okay, there was a little blip there. I'm not sure if anybody's trying to get in or not, but Mike, give a little space after I'm done and see if they need to get in. Anyway, Mike, man, so, yeah, I haven't talked to you in 20 years. I'm 66, been retired for 7 years from Consumers Energy. I was just thinking about that. And you had a couple little kids. I had kids, but they were older than yours, but they're all, you know, they all have their own families, and everybody's just, you know, 20 years older. I hear you're working, but I know you were younger than me, Mike, but yeah, what's the deal with your kids there, Mike? Go ahead.
Yeah, Vince, kids are all grown, out on their own, and we have 4 grandkids now. 4 grandkids. They're all pretty young still. The oldest one's 6, and then we got one that's 4, and then twins that are 3. They're going to be 4 here in October. But, yep, the time flies by. I'm 58, so. And they just changed for Social Security. I think they changed it to 67, I don't know. I'll probably be working till I'm 70. As long as they'll keep me, I'll probably be working for quite a long time. Yeah, we used to have Bob work for AT&T and had you that worked for Consumers. And even used to have a doctor, Dr. Bob Briscoe here in Fenton, is a ham. We hear him every once in a while. He actually volunteered for one of the events in Fenton one time. But, yeah, you meet a lot of nice people in amateur radio. Over to you, Bernie, KB8RDP.
Okay, Roger, KB8HIK. What year are you guys talking? You had all these guys you was talking to back in, I guess, the late 80s. Done a lot of amateur work with the guys there in Genesee County, working the 2.9, or not 2.9, the 2.6 machine, and got to know a lot of fellows there, but I don't think there's anybody left that I knew back in them days. Okay, go ahead, back. I forget what your name was. Go ahead, KEVHIK.
Yeah, Okay, Bernie. It's Vince, V-I-N-C-E. Yeah, so about 32 years, 33, maybe even longer than that, maybe 34, 35 years ago, south of Flint, little town called Fenton, a bunch of us got our ham license about the same time. There was probably about, I don't know, Mike, you think maybe a dozen of us? A whole bunch. And, you know, we're all working, we're all raising a family, we're all growing up together, you know, going through struggle in life. And, well, we always had an HT in our hand. So we shared our joys and our pains and our suffering together, you know. We did that for, I did that for about 10 years. And I know Mike, because, you know, I worked second shift. So I was heading to Flint every afternoon, and I was coming back every night. And I think I was talking to you, Mike, in those hours of the day, but maybe I'm wrong. But yeah, there was a lot of us that we were just religiously on the repeater. So and then I moved to Traverse City, about 300 miles north. 22 years ago, I lost track of everybody, and then all of a sudden, I've heard him here on, I'm camping up in Mackinac City, and I heard, and I'm scanning through to see what's going on 2 meter, and I heard Mike, and that's how it all started here. Mike, go ahead, see what else you got to add. KGAWF.
Yeah, I got my license in the early 90s. Nothing in the 80s for me, but in the 90s. I've always been a scanner enthusiast, listening to police scanners. One day I was just had a search mode on the scanner, and I was searching for different frequencies and came across the Fenton 2-meter repeater, and I live in Fenton. And I heard the Saturday Night Net, so I started listening every Saturday. I'd listen to the net, and sometimes I'd listen to people talking during the day. So I decided to get my license, and the rest is history. Yep, and a couple people that sat in the test with me lived in Fenton, got their licenses, and we got together, started talking, and then I found out about the Fenton Radio Club, and I think back then we had between 70 and 80 members. And then I got on the board of the Fenton Club. I worked the CRIM 10-mile race in Flint on the 2-6 repeater for 20 years. They just did the CRIM just this week, was it last weekend? Weekend before last. They still do the communications for the CRIM on the 2-6 repeater. There's the 3-8 repeater in Flint is linked into this system. So, yep, pretty cool. There's still some people around on the 2-6, like Clay, KFAUI, if you ever talked to him back in the day. He's still on there, still on the engineering team, keeping the 2-6 repeater going. So some things change and some things stay the same. Go ahead, Bernie. KB8RBT.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, yeah, I was quite active in the guys at Genesee County amateur radio when I got into it. It was the late 80s, and done a lot of that CRIM stuff too. And then we used to go out to the Crossroads Village, work out there. I done a lot of that too with the guys, and then a number of the 4th July fireworks and things. He's out there for that. And I think your name's Vince. Are you the one camping? And I was just kind of wondering, how's the weather up there? KBHIK. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bernie. Yeah, I'm camping. I've been here 2 days. I've got one more day, and then we're going back home. The weather's been good. We were in Merritt, which is about about 2 hours south of here. I was staying over in my father-in-law's place, and that was 3 days ago, and we woke up and it was 32 degrees. So the good thing is that was our last night there. So we came up here, and beautiful campground. It's a private campground. They have about, they said 600 campsites and 100 cabins. So the lady said that in the summertime, there is usually about 3,000 people they have here. And it's right on the water. You can see the bridge. Almost from the campsite. You just have to walk to the beach, and you can see the bridge is just down, just up the road from us. So the weather's been good. The moon was unbelievable. It was bloody red, both the day before yesterday and today. I'm sorry, the day before yesterday and last night. But I took some pictures of that. So no wind, sunny skies. We had a little cloud yesterday, but yeah, it's been really, really nice up here, Burton, or Bernie. So over to you, Mike, KGAWF.
Yeah, Vince, my brother and sister-in-law live in Traverse City. They moved up there about 3 years ago. They've always been in Swartz Creek. They had a house in Swartz Creek for 30 years, and they've always wanted to try Traverse City. So my brother's always had to go into the office, and after COVID, he was able to work from home, so he can live anywhere. So he moved up to Traverse City. They live on Silver Lake. So we get up there. We were up there. We do like a four-day weekend in the summertime, once or twice, sometimes three times. We get up to Traverse City once in a while. We were up there just the week after the 4th. And so we went up just after all the crowds kind of thinned out. They have that Cherry Festival up there, and it gets pretty busy up. I'm sure you're aware of that. And they have the Blue Angels and the air shows and different things going on during that time. But we went the week after. So we get up that way once in a while, but I don't usually have any ham gear with me. So, sounds like fun camping. Looks like the weather's going to improve. Here in Fenton, it's supposed to be 81 by Saturday. Only getting down in the 60s at night and get up to 80. So, that'll help with the camping. I'm sure it's going to warm up there, too. Yeah, Bernie, I've done Skywarn on the 2-6 repeater. And I had fire coordination for many years, helping out the fire departments during disasters and big fires, and if there was like a hotel or an apartment complex or something at Bishop Airport major going on, we helped out with that for many, many years. Back to you, Bernie, KB8RVP.
Roger. Mike, you said something about the Flint repeater, I think you said 3-8. Is that linked up into this too? And also, Vince, during the bridge walk, did they have amateurs there working that? Go ahead, Vince, KEVHIK.
Yeah, I don't know, Bernie. I have no idea. My daughter-in-law, she did it a couple of times. I had never done it. So I have no idea, but I've got a question that if I don't ask, I'm gonna it's gonna keep bugging me later. Mike, you said that Social Security doesn't start until 65 now. Man, I was able to grab it at 62 when I turned 62 4 years ago, and the check has been coming to my bank on time, and. I just got on Medicare this year, and that's been awesome, really. I mean, hardly anything coming out of my pocket, you know, after you buy additional insurance. But can you just tell me what's going on with the Social Security? You're saying it's going to switch, it's going to change? Man, I hope not. But go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, the current administration changed Social Security retirement in 2025. Says it remains 67 for those born 1960 or later. Those born 1959 reach their full retirement at 66 and 10 months. But it's going to change to 67, I believe. For those born in 1960 or later, your full retirement age is going to be 67. So they made some changes. And, yeah, Bernie, the 3-8 machine in Flint, Burton, has been linked into this one. I believe it still is. The peer repeater and 3-8 is linked into this as well. I'm going to have to jump out, guys. My computer's all done doing the update. I got to get working here, so we'll listen out for your final. And over to you, Bernie, 73 KB8RVP.
Okay, Roger there, Mike. Good talking to you. And maybe, you know, I could just listen to this one. I get, like I said, I get in full scale. I don't know where I'm going to. Probably Bay City, I imagine. But I got you full scale here, and sounds real good. Nice meeting you guys. Maybe we can talk again if you guys are on here often. I'll just keep tuned to this one. I'll say 73 to you guys, and good talking to you this morning. KB8RVP.
Okay, Bernie. All right, Mr. Mike. Yeah, look me up on QSZ and then send me an email there with your phone number or something. And then when you come up my way, you can just give me a call, man, and we'll meet somewhere. You can come over to the house. So we'll leave it at that. And yeah, it sure was a pleasure to come across you and Bernie. Sometimes it's worth just to scan the band. You never know. You never know. All right, sounds good, boys. I see the sun is coming up, and there's a little bit of clouds in the sky, but it's going to be a beautiful day, so we're going to enjoy all we can. We're probably going to go over the bridge and go spend some money on the other side and have a good time. See you, boys, from KG8WF, camping at Mills Creek, south of Mackinac City. 7-3, boys.
Yeah, for both of you guys, you can go to w8cmn.net. w8cmn.net, and you can look up all the repeaters that are linked into the system, get the tones. You're probably on the Bay City, Bernie, on the 3-1. I know there's a Saginaw repeater that's linked into this as well. Super nice here in the event. Thanks for coming back. Glad I had the scanner on. 7-3, guys. KB8RVP. I'll be clear.
Before you fellas run off, I got a question that maybe somebody can answer. I have a scanner. It's a SDS-200. And it keeps locking up on the... It says the memory card's locking up. Do you guys know anything about that?
I'm a scanner enthusiast. I used to program all the scanners that Radio Shack sold and make sure I got it. Yeah, you can just Google the Uniden SDS-200 memory card locking up or whatever. And you might either need to replace the memory card or you might have to format it and reprogram the scanner. Just make sure it's backed up first.
Okay, the format is that you can do it with the computer, just format on the computer, or does it have to be formatted through something that they might have that in that scanner itself, their own programming?
I just did a Google search for it, troubleshooting steps to format the card. Did you program the scanner yourself? Have you got the Sentinel software?
Well, I've had this thing about a year. I've got it just before December last year. And I've had no trouble with it until just recently. The card locking up on it. And I tried changing the card, and I didn't have a gigabyte card. I put a lesser gigabyte card in it, and it wouldn't take it. And I formatted it off Windows.
Yeah, you can go out to Uniden and download the Sentinel software. And right here it says you insert the SD card in your computer card reader, open the Uniden Sentinel software, go to the scanner tab and select clear user data. So you can also update the firmware, and sometimes that'll fix the scanner locking up. There's commands for resetting the scanner itself, but you can update the firmware right from the Uniden website as well. You can email me, just my call sign, Kilo Bravo 8 Romeo Victor Papa at yahoo.com. I'll send you some links if you need it.
Okay, Roger. I was thinking maybe I was going to have to send it in, get it, you know, through warranty. And as we're talking right now, that thing is locked up. It's not scanning. So let me see if I can figure this thing out. I appreciate it. I think, am I talking to Mike or Vince? KBHIK.
Yeah, this is Mike. KB8RVP.
Okay, Mike, thanks again. And maybe I can get a hold of you on here again if I can't get this thing going. Appreciate it. Thank you. And 73s, KB8HIK.
No problem. Yep, I had one of those. I programmed it. I've got the programming cable. I got the Sentinel software. So, but they are awful complicated compared to what it used to be. People used to buy scanners at Radio Shack, and the Radio Shacks around Genesee County would hand out my business card. These people would buy these scanners, and you can't just program them by hand anymore. You got to have the software and the programming and the firmware updated, and you can download right from Radio Reference. Radio Reference is another good reference point for that scanner. You can go on Radio Reference and go under the forums and then go under Uniden, and people post issues, fixes. You can post a question, hey, I'm having problems with my scanner locking up, and somebody might reply what you need to do. That's another great resource. All right, have a great day. 73 KB8RDP.
Yeah, Mike, I also got that Rat Shack scanner. I forget what the numbers is on it. It's a big one. And, you know, that's no good anymore. But anyways, thanks again. And 73s, KBHIK.
This is WDATIC near Toledo, Ohio, with a slight band opening.
AF8 at KV. It's Alpha 3 Alpha India India. AF8 Alpha Kilo Victor, Victor Alpha 3 Alpha India India. Nothing heard. KF8 AKV, BA3 Alpha Alpha India India Windsor will be clear.
KACW testing. KACW mobile testing.
Now let's see if it sets off right. It does. WDAPKL.
This is KFAEDQ, listening.
C3GXK, listening.